This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Skeleton Warrior.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Skeleton Warriors.
I'm not going to cow. I'm not going to be cowed by the punctuation on this that would have me say this as Warrior Skeleton.
Warrior Skeleton? No. Warrior Skeleton sounds very lame.
No, Warrior Skeleton is much lamer than Skeleton Warrior. I'm sorry.
I think so.
That's
too.
Just not the way adjectives work. That's not the order that you use.
Yeah. What if it's skeleton comma warrior? Does that still sound cool?
Yep. I think it is.
Yeah. Or a skeleton coma warrior.
Or a skeleton karma warrior.
Ooh, karma, yeah. karma.
Karma warrior.
Yeah. He comes and goes. And it's true.
Uh-huh.
He does. So this guy is cool.
Very cool. The guy got rules.
He's got rules. He's a tool who got rules, and he's cool more than anything. Like he doesn't have a lot of agency.
No,
that's not what this guy's about.
It's kind of like having an option in a shoot 'em up game is the sense that I get. Just like he just kind of hovers around you. He has to be within like 240 feet of you at all times, has no real thoughts, no real inner life, but God help you if you lose that circlet.
Yeah, you have to wear it. So this is in the subset of Monstrous Manual entries where it's pretty much a spell,
right?
Like it's describing a spell. Like if you have this circlet, you find the circlet. If you have it on and you can make eye contact with a skeleton warrior before it summarily executes you,
yeah,
you can control it. And then as long as you have the circlet on, it does whatever you want,
right?
Within 240 feet of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rad.
The circlet, right? Like, contains its soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you help me conceptualize how big 240 feet is?
240 feet is, I think, 4/5 of a football field.
Okay. So pretty close.
Yeah.
Like you had to, you know, pretty nearby. If it gets out of that, you can't control it, but it still won't, you know, come after you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever take the circlet off,
it will run at you with everything that it has.
Yeah, double normal movement rate just to try to kill you before you can put it back on.
Right.
Unless you can put the circlet on its head, in which that kills it.
Right.
So I was just thinking, like, man, what if I found one of these things? Like,
yeah. I mean,
which is what I think about most of the time when I read these.
Right. That's why I don't pick up pennies off the ground. Like, I know that whole, like, oh, you burn more calories, blah, 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 it's net loss. No, that might be a curse penny that makes something horrible crawl up from the sewer and just
Absolutely.
Run at me at a movement speed of 12.
Yeah, I don't do that. But if I did find one, and let's say I figured it out and I put it on, that would turn my life into a paranoid nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, how do you sleep?
It follows, you know,
like, 24-7. I can't keep a circle on my head. I'm sleeping. You know, I'd have to be like, okay, Skeleton Warrior, like, put yourself in this lockbox,
mm-hmm.
you know, at night. And then, like, once it's locked up and I just put, like, tons of, like, laundry, I guess. I'm looking around to figure out what I could do to make sure a lockbox stayed locked in my apartment. Put a bunch of garbage on it.
You're trying to keep a Skeleton Warrior in a room, not pot smoke out of a room.
I would clam bake the lockbox for the skeleton.
Okay.
Warrior, like, yeah, see if it, but so he would hang out in there, and then I'd go to sleep because I can't keep a circlet on while I'm sleeping.
Huh.
You know, there's no way, like, it would fall off.
Yeah. It's kind of like falling asleep with your watch on, like, it doesn't feel good, or falls, like, sometimes I'll fall asleep with my glasses on, like, if I'm reading or something. It's like,
I'm very careful with glasses because every time I've done that, I've, like, broken them, bent them really bad. But I don't like sleeping with socks on.
Mm.
You know, for example, I find that uncomfortable.
Well, no, what you got to do, you got to have your socks on, climb in bed, take your socks off under the covers.
And then I slip them out the side.
Yeah.
And they just kind of, I just imagine from the outside, it looks like my bed's taking a shit. Like, just two, like, dark shapes just, like, slide out the bottom of it.
Oh, sorry, that's a duvet turd.
My quilt is just reproduced. Those are larvae. So you go to sleep, you have the circlet on. It's going to fall off. So you have to secure the Skeleton Warrior. Mm-hmm. But you would just constantly be like, somebody walks up and you goes, "What up, Butterfield?" and knocks your circlet off. You know, something like that. You run into some, like, bullying job.
I love that there is some kind of, like, hypothetical Biff Tannen in your life.
Yeah. And, like, your skeleton Biff Tannen or what have you. And he knocks it off your head, and then that's it for you. And the skeleton just, like, runs a sword through you. And then I was thinking, that made me very paranoid. What if I got to the point where it's like, okay, I'm done with this. How do I get the circlet onto the skeleton? Because that pass off is like the Indiana Jones, like, bag of sand.
Right.
Moment. Because as soon as I was just thinking about coming up behind it, like Skeleton Warrior, face the wall.
And so it's like a garrote. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I walk up behind it slowly, and then it knows as soon as I take that circlet off, and it's gonna like elbow me in the stomach, and then like knock me over.
Gonna swing around. He'll judo flip you straight off a fucking balcony.
Totally. Like I will die then. So I was like, I guess I would have to put it in one of those sauna boxes.
Hmm.
Like, you know those things?
Yeah, my brother has one of those. Yeah.
What?
Oh no, you know what? That's the I thought you were talking about like a personal sauna. No, you're talking about like where it's like every part of you is in it aside from your head.
Except for your head. Yeah, you're right. Like that Huey Lewis video.
I can't hear you. I'm wearing a jacuzzi suit.
Jacuzzi suit. Exactly.
Yeah.
What does your brother have?
My brother has a sauna in his basement. It's like he ordered it off of Amazon. It's like a modular thing. It's actually kind of nice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never really understood the appeal of a sauna, but
he's got pain issues, so like it helps him with his bones.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But like, so I'd have him in one of those jacuzzi suits or whatever.
Yeah.
So I could reach up behind him and put the circlet on his head, but I just feel like he's gonna bust out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be the most dramatic thing that happened to me in my entire life. It's trying to get the circlet onto my buddy to dissolve him.
Every moment, every choice you have made has led up to this destiny.
Yeah, just because I found a circlet.
Uh huh.
You know, so I guess there's a moral to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Like,
I mean, you could probably like encase him in concrete too. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you have like contractors in, and they're gonna want to
They never show up on time. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.